No.
What about fritters?
Fritters, yeah, but not much.
You recognize the word?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard the word, and I've heard many people use it, but I couldn't tell you what it was.
Okay. Now, how much flour would you say would come in a sack about that size?
Oh, about 10 pounds.
Okay. And if you were making bread, what you'd put in it to make it rise?
Yeast.
And the two parts of an egg, you call them?
The yolk and the yellow.
Okay. So these things that chickens lay, you call them?
Eggs.
What about different ways of cooking them?
Well, you can poach eggs. And the way I poach an egg is you have some kind of container where you can have hot water or boiling water underneath the little cup, and you put some butter or bacon grease in the cup, and then crack your egg and put it in in the cup. And
I never heard of this business of cracking it and let it drop in the water itself.
No, I haven't either. I've never eaten like that. You can, what else can you do to eggs? You can, what the hell is the name? You can baste eggs. And that means you, when you turn them over, you just patter them with butter. Swipe them with some butter. That's about all I know. Boil them, boil eggs.
And talking about cooking greens, what about a piece of meat that you boil along with greens?
Fat back.
Does that be completely fat?
Well, now, you could have, I suppose you could have some lean in it. But a pure piece of fat back would be all fat. And then, as opposed to a fat back, you've got lean or streak of lean.
Is that completely lean? Or mostly?
No, now streak of lean is part fat and part lean. You get a nice combination of it.
People use ham hocks that way?
Yeah, now you can use the shank or the shoulder part of a ham, or even you can really just use the bone if you just want the flavor. If you just want the flavor, you can just stick a ham bone in the in your greens or your stew or whatever.
What about, say if you wanted to, well, this meat that people eat for breakfast, that's sliced thin, you call that?
Bacon.
Yeah. Say if you wanted to buy a lot of that stuff and not have it sliced, you say you bought a whole?
Bought a whole side.
Ever heard that called anything?
Well, side meat. That's what bacon comes from.
Any other type of meat that you can get smoked?
Smoked sausage, smoked ham. You can get smoked pork. You can get almost any part of the pork smoked.
Okay. Say if you cut some bacon off the side or slab before you eat it, you might cut off that tough part.
Yeah, the rind.
And this, you mentioned this meat you might eat for breakfast. It's kind of hot, comes in links or patties.
Sausage. Okay. Nothing better than good old fresh sausage.
I agree. What about a man who deals in meat exclusively? He'd be
a butcher.
And meat that's been kept too long, you say it's
spoiled or it's rancid.
What about butter that's the same way?
Butter, I'd say rancid.
Have you ever heard people use the word funky to describe bad butter?
Yeah, now, I've heard people say funky, and they refer to anything that's bad. That's a funky smelling funky smelling refrigerator you got, buddy.
That's always a derogatory term.
Yeah.
Somebody said music's funky.
I don't all identify with that as being good.
Yeah.